Penguin Random House Audio presents Tom Clancy, Oath of Office by Mark Cameron. Read for you by Scott Brick. Any man who tries to be good all the time is bound to come to ruin among the great number of men who are not good. Niccolo Machiavelli. Chapter 1. In Mother Russia, secrets did not stay secret for long. Information was strength. Informing was ingrained. It was nothing short of miraculous that Colonel Pavel Mikhailov of the 224th Air Detachment, Military Transport Aviation, had been able to hide his sins at all. The tribunal convened by his superiors had been a lengthy and embarrassing ordeal. But he was better for it, wasn't he? Bezmuki sitnoki. No torture, no science. No pain, no gain, the Americans said. Now he'd gotten back his wings, and he wasn't about to do anything that would jeopardize them again. He would be careful. He would be precise. Above all, he would be sober. Flashlight in hand, the 53-year-old colonel walked beneath the drooping wing of the monstrous Antonov AN-124 cargo plane, taking comfort in the smell of jet fuel. A light wind tousled his thinning gray hair. Rosacea that never seemed to go away anymore pinked the round apples of his cheeks. The night had turned out chilly, but the day had been a pleasant one for spring in Moscow, and the black tarmac was still giving up its warmth. Colonel Mikhailov wore small foam earplugs to protect his hearing, but the whine of the auxiliary power unit and the hydraulic squeal of machinery were muffled music to his way of thinking. He played the flashlight under the broad surface of the swept wing, then carefully checked each of the 24 tires, as complete and thorough in this pre-flight as if he were still a pink-faced cadet at Gagarin Academy. He never wrecked an aircraft, or even had a close call, but as his commanding general said, no matter how skilled a pilot he was, one could only show up for work looking like a bag of ass so many times before people began to talk. Ironically, his superiors had not begun to worry until after he attended his first weekly meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. The Russian government had long been wary of AA. Secret meetings and deference to a higher power other than the state lent credence to the general lack of trust in any program created by the West. But more than that, it was Mikhailov's new attitude that bothered them. Vodka was as much a part of the Russian psyche as greatcoats and poems about troika rides. In 1858, the government attempted to refill the state coffers drained by the Crimean War by tripling the price of a bucket of vodka. Peasants took oaths of sobriety to protest this tax. Temperance movements swelled as formerly sotted citizens swore off anything more potent than beer, and that just would not do. The army intervened with crushing aggression on behalf of state alcohol interests, flogging the protesters and using funnels to force vodka down their throats. Temperance groups were outlawed, and more than 700 protesters were arrested as rebels. If Colonel Mikhailov was suddenly worried about handling his liquor, perhaps everyone else should worry as well. Perhaps he was a rebel. 3 decades of service had given Mikhailov guardian angels in high places, men who had flown with him in Afghanistan in the 80s, who still held some measure of loyalty, though they had risen to loftier heights. Skilled pilots with Mikhailov's experience were hard to find, and he told himself he was better while in his cups than half the kids in today's Federation Air Force when they were flying sober. The disciplinary hearing had been excruciating. Listening to one's numerous shortcomings was difficult enough when drunk. A clear head made it nearly unbearable as the panel of generals ticked down the list, fault by disgusting fault. Those well-placed friends didn't stop the panel from threatening to have him cashiered. But even through the fog of shame, he knew better. Had they wanted to take away his pension, they would have simply done it, not threatened it. Though at times he felt a bucket would have been the perfect vessel from which to drink more vodka, Colonel Mikhailov managed to keep
Sample complete. Ready to continue?